Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to the show today Ann Klein. Ann is a Penn graduate, class of 64, a longtime businesswoman, had her own communications group, and she is also an author now, On the Cusp, The Women of Penn 64. So I say welcome, Ann. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here with you.
What led you to write this book?
The women at our 50th alumni reunion at Penn got up and told such amazing stories about how they succeeded in fields other than teaching and nursing. They were architects, chemical engineers, doctors, lawyers. And so it just seemed to me that it was a story that had to be told. So we decided to tell it.
So you sit down and you start writing, and it took you a little more than a year?
Well, I sat down originally with two classmates, but all of us were working full time. So I met my co-author, Vilma Barr, who said she was a consultant to nonfiction authors. I told her about the book idea, and she said, I'll help you write it. And she did.
Wow.
So it took, really, our 50th reunion was in 2014. So it took about a year and a half of classmates not able to really get their act together. And then we finally got started in 2016, and it's finally was published this year.
And did each person tell you their story, or did they write it themselves and you and your co-author fix it, so to speak?
We wrote a list of questions that we sent to all of our classmates so that they could think about what we wanted to ask them. And then we interviewed every one of them, either in person for the women who lived close to Philadelphia, or we had a conference call with them. And I taped it on a small digital recorder. And then my dear husband, Jerry, found a transcription service. And we got the transcripts back. So we wrote from transcripts. And then we sent the women their stories. And then they edited them.
And was it 19 people are in this book, correct?
Yes.
Was that the actual number that were in that class? Or had some people passed away? Was 19 really all that was part of the class of 64?
No. There were 385 women in our class.
Okay.
And at the 50th reunion, some of our classmates put together, it was called a bio book. And so we went through the bio book and we selected people we knew, people that were friends of ours or that we knew who they were. And then what we did was we went and asked them if they could recommend anybody else. And so that's how we did it. But I did write to, I think it was 26 or 27 people, and about 19 or 20 of them did get back to us. So they're the ones we included.
And that was actually a pretty good number given in terms of response, because a lot of times you can put something out there, and if you don't know them, you may not hear back. So I thought that was a pretty good number for you.
Well, it took two emails, but we did. And I think because they knew me and they knew that we were serious, and most of these women were women who got up and told stories at the alumni reunion, at the 50th reunion. So I think they kind of thought that story needs to be told.
When you were at Penn, and obviously the numbers were there weren't many women, and when you would be sitting in a classroom, you would be the only female with a class full of men. You can look back and notice that that was what it was. But when you were going through it, did it stand out to you the same way, or did it just feel normal at the time?
I guess it felt normal at the time that I was the only woman in all of my classes. Occasionally in a very large conference hall, where we had a group meeting. There were maybe two or three women, but it was just a different time. It was really a different time. And we were one of the largest classes that Penn ever admitted. So of the 385 of us, there were 1,700 men. So if you looked in a classroom, you knew that the women were always smarter than the men because of the rigorous process to get into Penn.
Your father helped you or introduced you to people that you met in terms of choosing to go to Penn collegially, correct?
Oh, my father would hear nothing of any other school other than the Wharton School. He was a teacher at the dental school, yeah. And he knew the dean and of the dental school, and he knew the reputation of the Wharton School. And so from when I was a kid, I was constantly talked to about going to Penn, being able to support myself as an only child, being a woman. So it's a good thing I got in, or I think we would have had a lot of problems in my house.
You had no choice but to go there eventually, really.
That's true.
So the first 2 years, everything in terms of what you would study was pretty mapped out, and that would be, I assume, for men also.
Yes, it was. We had core courses like Accounting 1 and Economics 1 and Statistics 1, and then the second semester it was 1A or 1B, right. That sort of thing. But we were given an option to go to take one class outside of the school.
Electives.
Electives, yes. And I took History of the Opera, I took Shakespeare, I took English Literature, I took Religions of the World. It was wonderful to be able to go outside of the school and to take those classes.
So then at some point you have to determine your major.
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't, again, not necessarily a choice because they were funneling women in certain directions.
Well, I always wanted to be a corporate finance major. And I remember going to the head of the department and telling him I wanted his permission mm-hmm. to major in corporate finance. No woman will ever major in corporate finance as long as I'm chair of this department. So I went a little humbly to the marketing department and asked a very nice man there if I could major in marketing, and he said yes. And so it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. But as a marketing major, I did not get any advantages when I went to look for a job because it was very competitive out there.
Would you have had more advantage, you think, if you had been a corporate finance person?
You know, it's really hard to say because a couple of my classmates talked about follow the money, and where the money is, you're not going to find a lot of women. And so I don't know. But I know that we were very tough in those days. We had to be. And so it's, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, who knows? I just can't even imagine what my life would have been if I'd been a corporate finance major.
Help me out because I read, but did you get your first job after being an undergraduate or after you went back for your master's?
After I went back for my master's.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I had that right.
And well, I went for a master's because the recruiters who came to campus for marketing
men
said
only.
Male only. Yeah, exactly. Girls didn't pump gas. Girls didn't stock shelves. So my father wanted me to go to law school. And I said to my father, what are you, nuts? I said, I've been the only girl in all of my classes. Why would I do this again? And so anyway, he said, okay. I said, I have to do something that goes along with my marketing degree. So I took the communications master's.
Ann, sit tight. I have to take a commercial break, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We are talking to Ann Klein, author on the cusp, The Women of Penn 64.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610 610- 649 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, oddmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm D-Line. I'm chatting with Ann Klein, who recently wrote the book On the Cusp, The Women of Penn 64. 19 women's stories are in this book, including your own. Your first job that you had, you made $75 a week, but that was actually pretty good salary compared to some other people coming out, correct?
Yes, it was. Most of the young men I graduated from the Annenberg School with, they started out in the mailroom at $50 a week. But they leapfrog way over me as time went by. But I did pretty well in my first job.
How many jobs did you have before you started your own company?
I had about, I've counted them. There are seven jobs that I had before I started my own business. But two major ones, 7 years in banking and 4 years in the oil business. I must have been nuts because I really was the only woman at the time. But then I did some nonprofit and some government work in a professional firm. But the one story I do talk about in the book was my year at an architectural firm where my boss's secretary said she refused to work for me because I don't work for little girls. That was very upsetting.
That would be upsetting. Was that the same man who would do all his personal stuff during the day and then do
no,
the
that
work
was,
at night?
That was my job after banking.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing is that for some strange reason, I did not have the courage to let anybody know I was looking for another job and did not go to this man's cohorts to ask them what he was like to work for, because I felt so loyal to the bank and I felt I shouldn't say anything. So that was really stupid. And I would definitely advise women that you've got to check out who you're going to work for. But I lasted 3 months in that job and he was completely crazy.
When you started your own communications group, which was Anklein Communications Group, you had one client. Did you know that person would come with you when you started your business?
I did. I had made very good friends with my boss at Sun Oil Company, and I knew that he knew that I was never going to stay there for a lifetime. And so I remember calling all over town to try to find a hotel that served hot chocolate at 10 o'clock in the morning. Do you know only one hotel did at the time? It was the Latham. And I made a reservation, and I think my boss knew what I was going to do. And so he told me, he said, I'll be your first client, and I'll pay you $2,000 a month. Don't nickel and dime you to death, and I won't nickel and dime you to death, and we'll get along fine. And that was a very good retainer back in the early 80s. So I took it. And day one, he gave me a chance to get settled in. Day two, I started working on natural gas decontrol. So I was really heavily involved in petroleum issues and natural gas. I really understood the field. And so that's what I worked on for quite a while.
Were you scared starting your own business? I know your father said, what do you have to lose? And you said, yeah, not nothing.
You know, I have always been a risk taker. And I think that my classmates were risk takers too. I wasn't afraid. It was a matter of what really did I have to lose? Not a whole lot. And I had a lot of experience. And so failure was never an option for me. I just didn't think about it. And so I plunged in. And I sent out about 500 personalized notes. I had little cards made that had the services I offered, which I would have laughed today because who would offer as much as I did, and then my short bio on the back. And I got 4 pieces of business out of that. So I was really very lucky. They weren't big. They were project-based accounts, and one was $4,500 and one was $3,500. But, you know, it was a start. And so I was happy.
And I think I read where you were very helpful to people. And all you asked in return is if you had some PR coming, would you please bring your business my way? Where did you get the idea that if you were generous with yourself, maybe it would pay you back?
The interesting thing is that I never said no to anybody. I had management consultants said they have to they would teach me how to say and spell the word no, but I never did. So I kept helping people, and I guess someone in my firm must have said, the next time you do a favor for somebody in a corporate environment, ask them to let you know if you can make the short list. And so I thought, hey, that's a good idea. So I just adopted it. You know, the thing that I found, Dee, is that you never can be afraid to accept an idea that somebody else has. You say, oh, it's not mine, so right. I can't use it. No, you can always modify, accept, and don't ever say no to anybody, because you just never know. You just never know.
And now you transitioned to selling that company that you built with your husband over a period of time to someone who worked with you or worked for you, correct?
Yes.
Was that, I guess it would be easier if you liked the person that you're handing it over to, but it is still your own blood, sweat, and tears that you separate from.
Well, I really love the guy that I transitioned to. And we had 10 years. And he told me within a week or two after joining my firm, he'd be interested in owning it someday. When he said, what do you plan to do with your firm? And so I thought about it, and he kept bugging me, saying, put your money where your mouth is, put your money where your mouth is. So I went to Jerry, who's an attorney, and I, my husband, and I said, help me with this agreement letter. So we worked out something that for 10 years, where I worked 2 years for five days for 2 years, 4 days for 2 years, 3 days for 2 years. And all the time I was mentoring him and helping him and giving him advice and showing him things and taking him to meetings and listening to his feedback and modifying things that we did. So that by the time he took over, I just adore this young man. And I know, he's 35. He's as old as the firm. And so I think he's going to do very, very well. So you have to have a good chemistry, and you have to respect one another. And I think he respected me, and I respected him.
So what now? Don't you consult a little bit for him?
I meet with him once a month, every couple of months, and he'll ask me questions about things, and mostly about the business, not so much about dealing with clients, because he knows how to do that. He's just absolutely brilliant. So, but I will give him my thoughts about different aspects of the business. And sometimes, and I shouldn't do it, but if I see something that he writes or I see something he posts online, I'll write him a note and say, you know, you might want to think about this or think about that. So it's easier when you've got something else to occupy the time. And this book has really occupied a lot of my time for the last 2 years, and the promotion is going to be just amazing. So especially when you're selling a book on Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. We take another time out. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can get the book On the Cusp, The Women of Penn 64. We're talking to the author, Ann Klein, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0444. 4864-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're wrapping up with Ann Klein, the author of On the Cusp, The Women of Penn, 64. And they are the stories of 19 intelligent, successful women who graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in 1964, including you, Ann. Where can people get this book?
The book is available in three different formats on Amazon.com. So you can get a full-color edition, a black and white edition, or a Kindle edition.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Amazon.com.
Your story and the stories of your classmates are fascinating. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing it, and good luck with your promotional tour.
Thank you very, very much, Dee. It's been a pleasure.
Ann Klein has been our guest here on Lifestyles, and we remind you that our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, have a great day.